Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, text number 33. Without any purport, so I'm just going to read the translations. After Prahlad Maharaj had spoken in this way and became silent, Hiranyakashipu, blinded by anger, threw him off his lap and onto the ground. Indignant and angry, his reddish eyes like molten copper, Hiranyakashipu said to his servants, "O demons!" I think he used the word sewers. What did he use? Narita. Use the word demons is not politically correct. They use Narita. "O demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him as soon as possible." Translation to 35. We can read this one. "I am a vritti ha soyam. Idvaswan Surido Dhamma. Tripitri Vahya Hantu Padoyo. Ignore Dasavat Architi. I am this. May my. Ratri ha, killer of the brother. Sahahi, I am this. Hitva, giving up. Swan, own. Surida, well-wisher. Adama, very low. Pitrivya Hantu, of he who has killed his uncle, Hiranyaksha. Pado, at the 2 feet. Ya, he who. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu. Dasavat. Like a servant. Arjati. Serves. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This boy, Prahlad, is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in the devotional service of the enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant. Purport. Hiranyakashipu considered his son Prahlad Maharaj to be the killer of his brother because Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj would be elevated to the Swarup liberation, and in that sense he resembled Lord Vishnu. Therefore Prahlad was to be killed by Hiranyakashipu. Devotees, Vaishnavas, attain the liberation of Swarupya, Sarupya, Salokya, Sharasti, and Samipya. Whereas the Mayavadis are supposed to attain the liberation known as Sayuja. Sayuja Mukti, however, is not very secure. Whereas Swarupya Mukti, Salokya Mukti, Sharasti Mukti, and Samipya Mukti are most certain. Although the servants of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, the Vaikuntha planets are equally situated with the Lord, the devotees there know very well that the Lord is the master, whereas they are servants. I'll read a few verses here, but just a little comment on this. This is the power of association. If you associate with someone, then they identify you with that particular item. Probably gives the example of sandalwood. Now, sandalwood grows in different places, but it's especially grows, it used to grow in Malayan hills. Nowadays, I don't think anything grows in the low-lying hills that I know. But he used to, sandalwood used to grow there. And so they used to say, Malayan sandalwood. Like they have these things for the cotton tips for the ears. You've seen those? You look bewildered. You know, to clean your ears, they have these cotton tips.
Yes. Yeah.
So they used to call them Q-tips. I don't know if they call them here Q-tips.
No.
And because, I guess, the manufacturer in America, at least, they used to have the package that has Q-tips. So they used to call them Q-tips. Or, I don't know, what's another example that's so generic that it's identified with that particular item?
Maybe Gillette.
Oh, you use Gillette. I don't think the ladies are dead. Yeah, maybe they use Gillette too.
What's that?
Welcome. Something like that, Gillette. Give me a Gillette. Chiclets. You know Chiclets? Wow. This is a remote part of the world. Chiclets are these chewing gums. Chiclets. Or maybe you're so innocent you don't engage in things like that. In any case, when Hiranyakashipu heard the word Vishnu, he immediately identified by association with the killing of his brother. And therefore, when Prahlad Maharaj said he was a devotee of Vishnu, then he identified himself with Vishnu. And just like, for instance, you go to a football game, which I'm sure none of you go to anymore. Soccer games here. And everyone's rooting for the team. Now, of course, especially when someone scores a goal, everyone, those who are rooting for that team, they go crazy with enthusiasm. They wake up from the dead. And suddenly, you know, they discover there's such a thing as enthusiasm. The closest they ever came to enthusiasm in the last 20 years is when their dog comes to greet them. Otherwise, they don't even know what the word means anymore. But when the team scores a goal, then they become very enthusiastic, temporarily. Now, they didn't score the goal, but because they gave the enthusiasm, therefore they animate the players to perform better, and therefore they get part of the credit. Because if you're the home team and your player, every time he steps out, the number one player go, boo, he's going to get a little discouraged. He probably won't score as many goals. So you get a little credit. So silly, Hiranyakashipu's reasoning is, Prahlad Maharaj, he's on the rooting side of Vishnu. And in the fight, he encouraged Vishnu to kill my brother. So though he didn't personally kill him, he bears some of the responsibility. Everyone who's rooting for Vishnu. Are you rooting for Vishnu? You're partially responsible for killing Hiranyakashipu. Watch out for Hiranyakashipu. Actually, Hiranyakashipu keeps on coming back. It's not that Vishnu killed him and that's the end, it's all over. Hiranyakashipu comes every... periodically, there's incarnations of Hiranyakashipu. They're not necessarily always Jaya and Vijaya, but they're eternal incarnations. Whenever Narasimhadeva comes, he has to kill someone. So generally, he kills Hiranyakashipu. Better he kills Hiranyakashipu than us. Unless we want liberation. So in that way, by association, especially when you're on someone's team, you're encouraging them. And then, therefore, you get some of the credit for whatever happens. Just like in law, if you're an accessory to the crime, somehow or another. Maybe, for instance, the famous story of Shatrughna. Everyone knows Shatrughna? Well, you're going to learn something new today. At least you can learn this. Shatrughna, he was a famous outlaw in Dwarka. Not so famous in Ljubljana, but in Dwarka he was quite famous. We can be forgiven for not knowing him. But if you were in Dwarka, you would have to know who that was, because he was considered to be somehow or another living underneath the rock. What's that?
He gets tragic.
Yes, that's the tragic story. So, Shatrughna, he was actually quite a wealthy personality. And it just so happens that there was one person named Shatrughna, and he had a very nice relationship with the sun god. And the sun god had gotten the Kastuba jewel from Radharani. When Radharani, Mother Radharani, was feeling separation from Krishna in Vrindavan, when Krishna went to Dwarka, actually went to Mathura, and she went to Radharani, was feeling separation, her and her Vishaka entered into the Jamuna to commit suicide. But the sun god picked them up and brought them to the sun planet. And there, Radharani had gotten the Kastuba jewel from, actually, when Krishna had killed someone called, what was his name?
Shankarshuta,
associate of Kubera. Shankarshuta had on his turban, he had a very nice jewel, the Kastuba jewel. Actually, it was the Shamantaka jewel, which was also the Kastuba jewel. Shamantaka jewel. And Krishna killed him because he had tried to steal the gopis. And he got the jewel from Shankarshuta, and he was going to give it to Srimati Radharani, but there were so many gopis there, they would have all gotten envious. So he decided, he gave it to his brother, Balaram. So Balaram, but Balaram knew what his intention was, so Balaram gave it to Madhu Mandal. You know who Madhu Mandal is?
Yes.
You look like you don't know. Who is Madhu Mandal? Who is Madhu Mandal? What's that? He's Krishna's friend. He's Krishna's friend. What? Is he a Brahmin or Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra?
Brahmin.
He's a Brahmin. And what does he like to do?
Eat.
Eat ladu, yes. Bhoja Brahmana. Most of us, when we become Brahmanas, we become Bhoja Brahmanas. So we become followers of Madhu Mandal. So he gave him the, because Balaram gave Madhu Mangal the Kastuba jewel with the intention of giving it to Radharani. So no one could complain if Madhu Mangal gave the Kastuba jewel to Radharani, because the gopis couldn't care less about Madhu Mangal. They're always attacking him anyhow, so one more attack, he didn't really care. So Srimati Radharani had this jewel, Kastuba jewel, or the Shamantaka jewel. And when she was committing suicide, the sun god took her to the heavenly planets, to the sun planet. And there he kept her with Vishakha. And then he bestowed the Shamantaka jewel on his devotee, Satyajit. So Satyajit now had the Shamantaka jewel, which was so effulgent that it made him appear to be like the sun god. And when he came to Dwarka, of course, he was so effulgent, everyone mistook him for the sun god. In any case, Krishna knew it was Satyajit with the Simon Taka jewel. So when Satyajit came to see Krishna, then Krishna told Satyajit, give the jewel to King Ugrasena, because he's the emperor, and the vest should be given to the emperor. But Satyajit was very attached, and so he wouldn't give it to anyone, because it was producing something like 32 mounds of gold a day, which is like 78, I guess, kilos of gold. What's that? So, 78 kilos of gold. You don't have to worry about paying for your life insurance, right? You're pretty well situated, even in Dwarka in those days. So he was attached to the gold. Also, wherever the Shamataka jewel was, that there was no calamities, there would be no famine, there would be no bad weather. So he was attached. So one day, his brother, Prasena, was riding on his horse, showing off the jewel, the Shamataka jewel. And one lion came and killed Prasena, and killed the horse, and took the jewel away. And so, Jambavan heard about that. Jambavan, the famous, probably once said he's not a bear. Well, he might be. He's the leader of the bears. In any case, because he had a daughter named Jambavati. So, Papa said, do you think Krishna married a bear? Because Jambavati was also, he was an associate of Krishna, she was one of the original eight gopis too. But anyhow, that's another story. All the eight gopis, and all the gopis of Krishna and Krishna in Vrindavan Leela became queens in Dwarka Leela. Their expansions. In any case, Jambavati killed the lion, took away the jewel. Shamataka jewel, and took it to his cave, gave it to his child. Of course, later on Krishna came, because Satyajit did spread the rumor that Krishna had killed his brother, he had taken away the jewel, had stolen the jewel, and the rumor spread all around Dwarka. And so Krishna heard his name was being defamed, so he decided to rectify the situation. So he went searching for the jewel, and he came to the forest, and he saw there was a horse, and he saw Prasena was killed, and he followed the tracks of the lion, came to where the lion was, found that the lion was killed. So he concluded, and then he traced Jambavan's tracks back to the cave, entered into the cave, fought with Jambavan for 28 days and nights, and Jambavan realized he was fighting with his original Lord Ramachandra, and therefore he surrendered to Lord Krishna, because he didn't have much choice. You fight with God for 28 days, you're definitely going to be in the mood of surrender. In any case, he gave Krishna the jewel, the Shamataka jewel, and he gave his daughter exactly all how it's what works out. She wasn't a bear, by the way. I don't think he was a bear either. He was the king of the bears. But he was quite strong. And he gave them to Krishna, and Krishna married Jambavati and took the jewel. And then he returned the jewel to Satyajit. So Satyajit, very embarrassed, took the jewel. And he realized he had defamed Krishna, and Krishna in his heart told him, give the jewel, and his daughter. So Satyajit came, gave the jewel, and his daughter offered them to Krishna, and Krishna said, no, you can keep the jewel. But he took his daughter, Jambavati. Jambavati. Jambavan's daughter is Jambavati. Oh, that's right. Satyabhama. Yeah, his daughter was offered many to different persons. She's an incarnation of Radharani. She's Radharani in Dwarka. Satyabhama. Radharani and Satyabhama is Satyabhama. And so there was a conspiracy with Satyajit against Satyajit because Akrura and Kripa Varma. They realized that Krishna actually wanted the jewel, but Satyajit didn't give it properly. And so he joined with Shatadanva in order to get the jewel back from Krishna. But Shatadanva decided one day to kill Satyajit when Krishna was in Dwarka, visiting the Pandavas, and take the jewel away. So he went to Akrura and he went to Kritavarma. And he went to him and he asked him to join the conspiracy, but they said, no way. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're going to get into trouble. He's in control of the whole universe. You think you're going to steal something from his father-in-law? We're not even going to say good luck because you're not going to get any. Don't put our fingerprints on this. Anyhow, he decided he came in at night, killed Satyajit while he was sleeping, stole the jewel, and then went he stole the jewel. Now, you kill the father of Krishna, you're in a bad situation. So Satyabhama became very, obviously she was disturbed. She went to see Krishna, where Krishna visiting the Pandavas, and told him about the murder of her father, and Krishna started to cry. Couldn't smile, so he started to cry. Because Krishna's playing part of the human being, so you gotta be appropriate. And so, finally the old rascal got killed. Wouldn't be the proper Baba, it wouldn't be the proper self. Krishna reciprocated and became morose. And then he said, all right, now I'm going to go kill Satyadanya. Came back to Dwarka, and Satyadanya heard Krishna's back. And he decided he went to Krura for protection, he went to Kritavarma for protection. They said, no way. No one wins when they fight against Krishna. But Satyabhama, he got on a horse that rode at approximately 100 kilometers an hour, which is a pretty fast horse. But unfortunately, it could only run for 8 hours at a time before it dropped dead. It was a sprinter, actually. Got a long distance race. It's too much. In any case, Krishna, he was on his chariot chasing after Satyadanya. And when the horse dropped dead, Satyadanya got off and started to run. Krishna got off and ran after him, took his suicide chakra and cut off his head. Or they say in English, in America, don't mess with the best. In any case, what had happened is Satyadanya had given the jewel, the Shandantaka jewel, to Akrura to keep it and before he fled. So Akrura had the jewel, so Krishna checked his pockets and found out that Satyadanya no longer had the jewel. So he told Balaram, we just killed this man uselessly. Because he didn't feel it was useless, he got even for killing his father-in-law. But in any case, he didn't get the jewel. So then he went back. Balaram went to Mathila to train Duryodhana in how to fight with the club.
because it became a field that was very friendly with Balaram, and later on Duryodhana came to learn from Balaram how to fight with the club. And Krishna went back to Dwarka. And he knew that actually it was Akura who had the Shamataka jewel. So he called Akura. So Akura, he realized that he was implicated in the death of his father-in-law. So he didn't really want to suffer the same fate as Satyadanya. Because he was, by association, he was part of the conspiracy. Now the question is, why a great devotee like Akura got into the position of, or Kripa Varma, why they were associated with this killer of Krishna's father-in-law? So how did this happen? Does anyone know?
They were mad at Satyadanya.
What's that?
They were mad at Satyadanya because he didn't obey Krishna's order.
Yes, but why did still? That's how they joined the conspiracy. They were, but how did they actually wind up joining the conspiracy like that?
He took Krishna from Vrindavan.
Yes, and who cursed him? The gopis cursed him. Even if you're a devotee, if you get cursed by the gopis, it's not very auspicious. But. And why Krita Varma? Because he was an associate, of Kansas. When Kansas took over the kingdom, many of the devotees of Krishna were forced to become Kansa's friends. Those who didn't flee into other parts of the kingdom. But those who stayed in Mathura, they became his friends. So by association with Kansa, he had acquired some sinful reactions. So he was forced to join the conspiracy also. So this association, even though maybe as good as Akura, Krishna's uncle, a great devotee, one of the personalities who represent offering prayers, still, by association you might get into trouble. So watch out. The purport of this history is watch out who you associate with, especially who you make friends with on Facebook. Oh my God. You heard a gasp, especially from the ladies. You better check their Facebook account. Yeah, so we have to be very careful. Nowadays, bad association is just waiting. Just press one thing on the computer, and who knows where you're going to go. You can go to one thing can bring you to Vaikuntha, and the other press of the button can bring you to see Yamaraj. Personal appointment. The Yamadut has come to deliver a little message. You have a personal meeting with Yamadut. You have an interview. They want to find out where they're going to employ you in your next life. Bring along your book of animal life. You can choose one of them. If you're a devotee, they give you some free will. So that's the point, that Hiranyaksha, by association, was equating Prahlad with the killer of his brother, although apparently Prahlad was only 5 years old, and practically speaking, I don't even know if he was there when Hiranyaksha, Lajnashingadev killed, or actually it was Viraha killed Hiranyaksha. Still, that was the purport of this. So, thank you. Any questions? Quite common. Can you call up Adi Purusha? Ha ha ha.
one question out or something. I guess I'm the only one who asked the question. You had a question. All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam, you got it.